Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The following program contains sensitive content, including accounts of sexual abuse. Listener discretion is advised.
What's happening? Well, you're about to get the real truth right now from a man who has fought for our rights as an attorney, a lawyer, an author. He served in political office in different administrations as a lawyer, and he's on the phone with me right now. He's been on our show before, Jonathan Emort. Jonathan, it's good to have you back on Truth Talk.
Great to be with you.
I got a text from you earlier today with a headline about human trafficking in our schools, and I about dropped my phone. I thought, how could this happened? Surely, Jonathan, this is a joke. This is hyperbole or something. Can you give us an update of what's going on and what's really going on in our school system?
Yes. So all across the nation, we have a real serious problem with human trafficking. And many people have seen The Sound of Freedom. They're aware of this, how extraordinary this problem is. But what they may not know is that human trafficking is taking place in our schools. In public schools across the country. For example, in Fairfax County public schools, they admitted in 2012 that they had over 800 cases of human trafficking, of sex trafficking, within the school system. And that in addition, in 2021, they admitted that every high school in the Fairfax County public school system, which is an enormous public school system, every high school has sex trafficking. Many of the middle schools have sex trafficking, and even elementary schools have this. And what people don't realize is that this is happening because of the utter neglect and dereliction of duty of those who are in the schools, the administrators, the principals, ultimately the superintendent of schools, over the number one issue that should be before them every minute and every second of every day, which is, how do I keep these kids safe? And the reason is, they just don't want to discipline children, and they don't want to even protect them from sex trafficking. And what's happening in the schools is that gang members who are in the schools, kids, are aiding in this sex trafficking of kids, even from the schools themselves. I'm representing two families. Each had one daughter sex trafficked. One of the daughters was 12 years old. She was in a Herndon middle school, and a member of the MS-13 gang, a kid in the school, got her into sex trafficking, first by becoming her boyfriend, and then by coercing and cajoling her, ultimately threatening the lives of her siblings and parents in order to get her into this horrific, horrific existence. And all the while, the girl was complaining to teachers, she was complaining to administrators, she complained to the principal over 32 times, and they did nothing. So this has got to end. We have got to protect our kids. We have to change the law that affects this. I'm advocating that there be a direct opportunity in the law for the Attorney General of the state in Virginia to directly prosecute these instances. I'm asking for each school to have a officer set aside for the sole purpose of enabling kids to come in and complain about sex trafficking, and have that information immediately communicated to the Attorney General's office and to the governor's office. Because what's happening also is that there are inadequate police investigations. There are in our jurisdiction in Northern Virginia, we've got Soros-backed Commonwealth's attorneys who do not prosecute, do not go after criminals. So this is an epidemic here in Virginia and in Northern Virginia. and it's outrageous, and it's destroying kids.
Wow.
John, and it's not just 800, by the way. It's not just 800. That was 2012. We're talking about substantially more kids today. And they admitted, the Fairfax County Public School System admitted, that it's in every high school, it's in some middle schools, and it's in some grade schools.
Shoot. So many people have heard, they've seen the movie The Sound of Freedom. So many people are familiar with ministries like Lantern Rescue, who we support on the Truth Network, who they have their own program, podcast, broadcast, many programs to carry truth, thought, carry their program, which is an amazing human trafficking ministry that saves these kids every day. Can you imagine your daughter, drop her off at school, and she's being hustled and trafficked, and saying she's staying after with a study group where she's being repeatedly abused, and I don't want to get too graphic here, and money is made, and it's like these folks are running out of drugs to traffic, so they're saying, hey, let's take a 13-year-old, 12-year-old, 8-year-old, 15-year-old girl, and this cute little guy who's supposed to be your boyfriend is making dough on her. And so, Jonathan, you're saying this is happening right now in America at our public schools.
That's right, and a lot of parents are completely oblivious, and even when they complain, they're oftentimes told, oh, well, no, this isn't as bad as you think. This is a consensual relationship. Consent, the law ordinarily doesn't recognize consent for juveniles, and my goodness, we certainly don't think juveniles should be having sexual relationships, and certainly not at school. I mean, these people who are in the schools who have this cavalier attitude about a fundamental thing about human decency, and, you know, it just shocks me. In this one case, that woman that I'm representing, her child was 12 years old. They would come and pick her up from the school, the traffickers. They would sex traffic her throughout Fairfax County, and then they would bring her back before the school ended, and she would get on the bus and go home, and her mother had no idea this was happening. And I'm telling you, they threaten these girls into silence, and they suffer unspeakable horrors. And this is an offense against God. This is an offense against all humanity. This is intolerable. We have got to get rid of this.
What can people do other than listen, wake up, talk about it, get involved? You know, what can people do, Jonathan Emore? You've written a lot of books about government overstep and it's interesting. You're not hearing any of this from President Obama, President Biden. You know, they're not worried about any of that. They're allowing these traffickers to come right across our border. The southern border is wide open. Fentanyl is coming across, and even people hearing me say that are like, oh, he's just a right-wing conspiracy. This is not a political talk show. This is a Christian talk show. But we live in a country. We're voters in a country, and there are walls. People listening to my voice, most of you have locks on your doors at home. We should have a lock around our border and allow people to come in legally. It's great. But we have 7 million have come in over the last couple of years completely illegally. And then this stuff infiltrates our school system. And Jonathan Emore, like, what do people do? I mean, this is just, it's heartbreaking.
Well,
to hear this. I couldn't imagine being a parent that had that happen to her kid.
Yeah, we have got to rise up against this. I'm running for the United States Senate in Virginia, and if I can get into the United States Senate, I will work feverishly to end this by introducing legislation that will enable us to have prosecutions of these people and stiff penalties and disgorgement of all the money that they've acquired from sex trafficking and give it to the victims. And this is what we've got to do. We've got to make it so tough, so hard for these people who are engaged in this horrendous, absolutely dehumanizing mutilation and brutalization of kids to suffer the ultimate penalty. They should have capital punishment. They should have capital punishment. Those who are engaged, who are adults, who are engaged in this and who cause the death of a child or the permanent disability of a child should be executed. The law needs to reflect that. We've got to get serious, and we've got to shut that board.
Now, and ironically, we talk about gendering and misgendering. When your government is funding millions of dollars, when Gavin Newsom in California is ravaged their economy, he's destroyed their economy, and when he is funding millions of dollars to force children, little five-year-olds who grab a pink crayon instead of a blue crayon, and their boys to get their anatomy cut off, he's forcing this. And the parent could get sued and go to jail if they stop it. When he's spending billions of taxpayer dollars to do that, and the government can't even, the government's telling us what a boy is and a girl is, or a trans is, and a girl, I just saw a video of a little girl identified as a cat, and the mom took her to the pediatrician to get treated. And he said, is she a boy or a girl? She says, she's a cat. She's trying to sue the pediatrician because the pediatrician referred the little girl, who claims to be a cat, to a veterinarian. Jonathan, there's a video. I'm like, good gracious. So now we got parents that are, because they're confused, so the whole country, so this is kind of the sex trafficking one day could be legalized because it's a, you know, it's whatever you want to call it, you know, however you want to do it.
Well, all this is horrific. I mean, transitioning of children is child abuse. One of the first things I'm going to do in the United States Senate is introduce legislation to make it a felony to aid or cause the transitioning of anyone under the age of 18. It's child abuse. It's got to come to an end. We need to get tough on that. When it comes to this whole woke agenda in the schools, they're prematurely sexualizing children. They're destroying their innocence. And that, of course, makes them more vulnerable to this sex trafficking, right? So the whole system that they're advocating of destruction of moral values, of hatred of our own country, and of causing kids to view sex as a casual event is enabling these sex traffickers to infiltrate the schools and really do a number on the most vulnerable kids. And we have got to rise up. If there's nothing that is more imperative for anyone in public office, it is to protect our children.
Yeah, amen. 100% right, Jonathan Emore. Thanks for being on today's edition of Truth Talk. Thanks for your stand for righteousness. Parents, wake up. Pastors, speak up. Let's pray. Let's share the gospel. Let's get as aggressive about the gospel as these activists are about sexualizing and putting our kids in front of in these drag shows. And we'll continue to beat the drum on this. Thank you for being with us today, sir.
You bet, Stu. Take care.
This is the Truth Network.